honeybees are in trouble. But as you can see, bees in this video seem to be doing pretty well. We have new bees taking training flights and foragers coming back and forth with today's pick. To-do-list-home.com, episode 124, honeybees gone wild, no treatment, clean wax, natural cell. To keep the bees healthy and happy, I've had to initiate some techniques and change in management style. Mostly be more observant of how the bees are doing and less intrusive into their hive. There's some techniques I've had to do to keep them this way, healthy and happy, and that begins with the stopping of the treatment with chemicals. To combat the varroa mite, I'll go ahead and I'll sprinkle powdered sugar on top of the bees and they shake the mites off each other if there's any present. And I still use menthol crystals to keep tracheal mites at bay. Now, as you can see in this picture, the bees have already done so without the help of the starter strips. They seem to know just what to do, building comb naturally. A natural size comb leads to natural size bees, leads to clean wax. Wax that comes from across the country with other chemicals is not going to be a problem. This is another frame of naturally built comb. Eventually, all the frames, if everything goes well, will be like this. The wooden structure at the end there you see is just a little frame holder that I made. This is a larger beetle that escaped out of one of the hives when I first opened it. And this is a small hive beetle trying to escape, which wasn't successful. Small hive beetles grow into little black bugs that get trapped in vats of oil that I put inside the hive. This is a smaller hive. This is a hive I put in May 2012. And as you can see, as a special treat, I'm feeding them some real honey, which is the natural food of bees, just like pollen that they're getting from these flowers, still popping up all around the gardens here at todolisthome.com. It's September already, but the gardens are still popping with flowers, and we're going to keep it that way, at least as long as possible. I've stopped feeding sugar syrup. And I went ahead and started to apply some dry sugar on top of the bars of the frames just to keep the bees a bit well maintained. There's plenty of honey in these hives. And for the smaller, newer hive, I've taken honey from the first hive and put it into the newer hive to help feed them. No sugar syrup. No honeybee healthy. Trying to stay as natural as I can with this. And even the sugar I want to put an end to. And as you can see, this newer hive is doing pretty well these days. A lot of eggs and larvae being produced. Go to todolisthome.com for more about things to do for a better life. And while you're there, get your free copy of Three Things to Do for a Better Life. That's it for today. Now go and take care of some pollinators.